for joining us this evening. I am super excited, super, super excited to introduce tonight's special guest. So, Tien Bui happens to be the very first person I ever talked to about Ambit. He showed us the business opportunity along with Matt LaPalme. And so I'm so excited that he's going to be on here tonight to talk to y'all. So Tien is a million-dollar earner. He's a Pure Energy Award winner. He's a top 50 income earner, and he is a very, very dear friend of mine. Tien, are you on here?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay, Amber?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect.
So Tien, thanks for being on, first of
You're
all.
welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with Ambit?
Oh, yes, definitely. But first, I want to thank you for giving me the phone call just to ask me to be on this national conference call here. And what a great honor and a privilege for me to be on here. Well, how I got started with Ambit, I'm going to make it quick. I just needed money. I needed extra money. I was scouting around, finding ways to make extra money. I used to be a public high school teacher, went to 6 years of college, taught high school, and found myself broke. And when I just found, I had to find ways to make extra money, I went to 7-Eleven, filled out an application, hoping that I could be a cashier there so I could work after teaching a full-time job there at school. And lo and behold, a girl from church called me up. She tried to explain to me over the phone, didn't understand a thing. She got me at the word money because the recession hit. And if I can make an extra $100 a month, show me how, I'm in. And that's how I got started, Amber.
That's awesome, Tien. So when you got started, would you say that it was, that you skyrocketed, or, did it take you a minute? And then when did you figure out that, Ambit was going to be it for you?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you asked that question because how I started out with Ambit, it's like how everyone learns how to ride a bike. You fall, you fall, you fall, and you fall like crazy. Everyone who learned how to ski, you fall, fall, fall. And everything I started, it was never easy in the beginning at all, in everything, even in college, even at a full-time job. Nothing's very easy in the beginning. But I knew that as long as Ambit would pay me that weekly paycheck, or if I deliver a consultant with the proper amount of customers, and Ambit can give me that check, Ambit delivered the whole time. And once I figure it out, like, hey, if Ambit's consistently giving me these checks and really helping me have a better life for myself because of the financial support and benefit that it's been really helping me out with, might as well just give it a better effort, smarter effort, more time, more dedication, more priority. And when the residual income doubled my teaching income, that was it, Amber. That was like the time where I kind of looked in the skies. The time felt different. The whole world just seems like it just felt different. And I just realized that I think I'm financially free. And then that's where I, of course, quit my job. But during the journey there, it was an uphill battle all the way. A lot of rejections, a lot of no's, a lot of, criticism, I would say, opinions being thrown out that are not so positive. But I have to smile, move forward, because I just knew Ambit would deliver and deliver and deliver. Especially when I hit senior, there's a couple of times during those weekly paychecks that very substantial amount of money. And I kind of really thought to myself, despite of all the negativity that could be around me, I want to work with the 1%, 2%, or 5% that really sees it with me. And that's when it started taking off. Amber?
That's awesome. Hi, Tien. This is Debbie now.
Hey, hi,
So,
Debbie.
Tien, good. This is a really exciting time in Ambit right now. We're on double triples. And for the people that are brand new on the call and maybe just getting started in Ambit, can you just tell us what ambition is?
Oh, yes. First, ambition and double triple. So that's like, I guess it's a twofold aspect of
Yes.
this question. Let's first talk about the double triple. It just means a lot of money. A lot of money for doing the same amount of work. And those who know of it right prior to it, if you gather two customers in Texas or three customers in other states, and it gives you that $100 initially. But if you work that little extra, a little bit extra, here in Texas, four customers, they'll give you triple the amount of the bonuses that's there. And of course, in other markets, they give you double the amount of the bonus there for the same amount of work. Now, the caveat here is, hey, sign up for Ambition. But first of all, let's talk about the money. There's a window of opportunity from now until June 28th, 11:59, 59 Central Time. If you give Ambit a little bit of effort, priority, time, concentration, and focus, Ambit will double and triple the original amount of commission. The details can be found in the Power Zone, of course. But right now, for all those who are wanting to, you know, pay off, you know, just pay for an extra vacation, have summer time with their family and friends, birthdays coming up, whatever family trips you have, or pay off debt a little more, Ambit's willing to give that to you extra if you're willing to work a little harder. Now, the caveat about Ambition is this. Ambit wants you to go there, and there's a couple reasons why. Not Ambit wants you to go there. I believe you should want to go there as well, simply because many times for all those who sign up for in Ambit, they see the prospect, or no, they see their sponsor, the Power Zone, and maybe a couple consultants in that room to validate. So maybe a handful of five, six people. Sometimes it's just one person. But if you go to Ambition, it's just you, your miniature group, your sponsor, plus thousands and thousands and thousands of other consultants, which will give you a validation, confident that you're in the right business. On top of that, you'll hear Jerry and Chris speak as the keynote on Saturday, and all that time you can spend time with other executive consultants like Debbie and Amber, other consultants like Mohammed, I hear was on the phone, people from Illinois, Chicago, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Texas. I just heard them as they're coming in. Usually people in these states coming in there, and they will share with you ideas about how they built their business, how they hit senior, a claim to fame, that one story, that one consultant that changed their life, and there's testimonies and stories and real people you shake hands with, hug with, connect with, bond with. They become friends. And as you continue your journey through Ambit, it's really a big Ambit family. And they're out here to support you in every step of the way, because our ultimate goal in Ambit Energy is to be financially free. For everyone here on this call, that's the ultimate goal, because the minute we stop working, the customers you bring in and the customers your team bring in as well will continue to pay their electrical or gas bill throughout the United States, Canada, and Japan, and there's residual income involved on that. And with that residual income, it frees up your time. Now, with respect to Ambition as well, Debbie, I'm just going to add on a couple of things here. I believe every senior consultant on this call should bring at least five people in their senior coach Ambition. The reason why I say five is because that's how you promote to executive. You need five people, all the senior consultants need five people in their senior code to really see it, believe it, just breathe it, and be confident in this business enough to say, hey, let's go to executive. And that's where kind of the bigger money, of course, that, you know, every time there's a stage in Ambit, the promotion comes up, there's bigger money out there. But I'm going to give you an example for executive. Executive consultants now during double is over $600 personally sponsored. And if it's triple, it's over $900 personally sponsored consultant. This is on one consultant alone. And I'm just going to throw it out there, Debbie, okay? I'm not corporate. I want to make a proper disclaimer here. I am not corporate. I'm not making announcements or anything. But if right now, which is not Ambition time, if right now they're giving us double, triple, can you imagine what the announcements could be after Ambition, during like the grand finale, during the general session on Saturday at Ambition?
I'm excited, so, yeah.
I'm excited too. Everyone's excited. I'll go on full disclaimer, I'm not corporate or anything, but if they are giving double, triple now, can you just imagine, and just imagine, you can use a little imagination here, what they're going to do during the general session at Ambition. Debbie?
Yes, and that's another really good reason to get your butt there. You know, Tian, you did tell me to take five people in my senior code, and within, I think, seven months, I was executive. Like, you know, I did take a lot of people and got to executive after that. So it really does work. So Tian, what are you doing in your team to ramp up and build and make as much money as you can during this time of the double, triple?
Yes, there's a lot of feeling, hope, and sensation, enthusiasm, positivity. As you know, Debbie, right now, none of that pays bills. You know, enthusiasm does not pay bill. It doesn't grant a paycheck. The positivity, even the promotions and stuff, we know about it. It won't, unless you connect with the consultants and customers. A numbers and C numbers. I've always preached to my team on that. If you really, really take advantage of Ambit Energy and gather those customers, of course, validated because you've made that first check, you know, since you already know how to make that first check, you could teach other consultants and connect with them. We talk about registering for Ambition, yes, but I go to the nitty-gritty, Debbie. I go, okay, you're registered. What hotel are you going to stay at? Is it at the Omni or the Anatole? If they can't answer that yet, well, they're not committed yet. Oh, are you flying down or driving down? Oh, we don't know. Well, they're not committed yet. So that there's a lot of details that come involved, that are involved during this promotion or going to Ambition. Same thing here during the triple double. When we call consultants up or call people that could work with us, that could refer us consultants and proper just teach the downlines how to gather customers and so forth, and so that they could teach other consultants how to gather customers, we have to go down to the nitty-gritty. Like, hey, besides asking them about, you know, let them know about these, the savings and the free website, ask them really if they become a customer or consultant. Ask them really if they could make their list and use me or use you or use their upline, downline, their team, or even cross lines. I had like about four cross lines called in today asking me if I could schedule time this week so I could talk to the prospect, and they refer other people, And of course, if my time is possible, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there for the team. But get to the nitty gritty, call them up, and put down a very concrete action plan. If you're going to call people up, don't like just call them up and say hello and just talk about the weather, the World Cup, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup. It's just, it's not there. Ask them to really invite them to see the business. Ask them what the questions Matthew LaPalm mentioned during the training. And I saw that video of how, what is it? Ask them, hey, are they interested in making an action plan? Gauge their interest on that. Ask them if they, you know, if they have a couple minutes to take a look, did they like about, what they like about that video. Do they see themselves doing it? Questions that could really pertain to them becoming a consultant, making money, or becoming a customer to save money. And of course, take your, you know, your advice as well, Debbie, into account. Always expose them as a consultant side, because once they become a consultant, they're going to become a customer if they're committed as well on that, right? And take that deep breath
right
in and out. If you get that rejection or you get that no, take a couple seconds, breathe in, breathe out, and guess what? You move on. I love that when you say that, Debbie.
Well, thank you, Tian. You watched the, you must have watched the live from yesterday, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay, so, Tian, I heard you say something about family. Well, Ambit is really all about relationships and family, and I feel like we have become family since we started Ambit. And, you know, if people go look at the points for the five stars, you're at the top, and I know why. I know why you're there. And I know what kind of motivation you give your team and the call, but why don't you share with some other leaders what you're doing that makes you so successful with Ambit?
I really connect with my team. I really connect, genuinely connect with my team. Yes, we start out as knowing each other in Ambit as a business, but as time goes on, we become really, really close family members. And truth be told, Debbie, I've seen you more, talked to you more than my aunt, who's like my blood family aunt, here in Irving, Texas, like 10 minutes away. And, of course, you came over and stayed at our house. Jill and I love to host. We cook spaghetti for you with our chopsticks and, you know, ticket you out here and there. And it's just great for you to come and stay at our house for a couple of days and vice versa. It gets to the next level there. I really like one of the best, most joyful, proudest thing I can share with people on this call is to see lives change. I've seen your life change. I've seen Amber's life change. I've seen Erica Luba's life change, JQ's life change. I've seen Jonathan Drew's life change. These are Matthew LaPalm's life change. He's got a yellow jacket. When I called him up, I think I did not expect, you know, he's a quiet guy out there. I knew he was going to do the business. But for him to speed up and vamp up, hit national so fast, so quick, and just really enjoying his financial freedom that he talked about during it, I think that's what really connects there. And what I do on a daily basis to get more particular, we talk about the Wednesday rally, and then, of course, you're into it as well, Debbie, because we want people to really make checks here at Ambit Energy. You are involved in a business. And in business, there's cash flow. We want you to get paid. Ambit wants to pay you as long as you refer them customer consultants. And that's what the business there is all about. Create that team and learn that there's no way in Ambit Energy that you are ever successful on your own. Ever, ever, ever. There's always that group of people who see what you see, share the same values you do, and connect with them so they could work with their team, see the same value, work in the same direction, and build that financial freedom together, because that's so great. Debbie, like, it is so amazing for you and I to see monkeys in Costa Rica. Like, I would never dream in a million years that that would ever happen when you signed up for the first time and I picked you up at the airport 3 years ago, that we'll be in Costa Rica seeing monkeys. You know, that's cool. And on top of that, we were in Cabo San Lucas and Chileno Bay, and we were in Arizona together, and we were in just so many places, just building memories together on top of that, because we know we work hard to get there. But during those processes in between, we know during our daily basis, our daily commitment, our daily focus, it's all about the team, showing them how to, of course, build their business and get the checks so they can show other people to get their checks. And then naturally just see our lives change because of the financial benefit Ambit's giving us. Debbie?
Great. You know, okay, so you just said something about the focus. You really do have to focus on your business. So especially like during these times. So Tian, how much time will you spend going and playing around and doing things with Jill and letting any distraction coming your way?
Zero.
Right now?
You want to hear something funny? You want to hear something really funny?
Yes.
my children went to the zoo Friday and they asked me if I can come because they didn't know how much I love animals and nature. And we built a house here on the lake because of just my connection and love for nature. I did not go at all, period. Zero. People ask me, Tian, let's go watch this game and this soccer game and this. Zero. My time commit during Triple Bonus is so laser focused. And I live with this philosophy, and I'll touch more upon it during the training coming up at the end of this month, is that the best way I learned to build my business and make it grow so big and so fast and so strong is I stopped doing things that don't build my business so big, so great, and so strong. Because I'm on the same page now, and I have great relationship and communication with my wife. When she knows it's double, triple, it's just a window of me, Tian Bui, working like a beast. I mean, I'm head down, phone call, strategically plan, who's this, who's that, and I call every single day. I don't know how many inbound and outbound calls, but one time it was like 30, 50, sometimes 60, inbound and outbound. It's just not all outbound, of course. But it's just, I just make sure that's there, write it down, keep a control of who could build this business, who could just take the business to the next level, who's closer to promotion, who's registered for Ambition, the PR event. I'm just constantly there because I'm laser focused and I don't do things that don't build my business. I don't know how much I can explain to you there. That means like very little TV. Hey, Tim, have you heard of this new song from so-and-so? I don't know. Tell me about it after June 28th, midnight. So you could tell me like right there. I don't text or call me then. But there's this new movie that came out that's like, I think it was John Wick. A bunch of my buddy dudes went to see John Wick. I did not go see it at all. And I tell them, y'all, maybe after the June 29th, I'll definitely go. And I'm just out there committed. I'm flying to New York City this Wednesday just to sit down with a prospect already who's thousands of consultants, thousands of customers in his senior code. He was a senior in my senior code. He wants to get back into Ambit, tells me his plans and what we're going to create a game plan together out there. And then I'll fly back Friday morning so that I can work another week so I can fly to Chicago, drive to Indiana so I can be in South Bend there for next week's training as well. And I'm so laser focused on Ambit Energy, y'all. And that's the reason why I believe Ambit's been blessing me financially so well, simply because I've dedicated my life and work for the wise out there, Ambit's own income I have. So I just know and trust this business with so much confidence that, hey, as long as I will deliver my time, my effort, my everything, because I see how much joy this has given to my family, how much time that's given to me and my friends. And it's the best thing out there, Debbie. It's the best thing out there.
You know, I know it. So, Tien, you just said something. I don't want you to scare the bejesus out of new people who are on the call. So we know there is a commitment level with Ambit. And right now, you know, those people who are focused and sacrifice it. And just because I'm a business owner, I've always been a business owner, I always say sacrifice is investing in your business, like trading your time to invest in your business. But your family also has to understand, like, there are ways to bring your family into your business and teach them, right? You teach your children, you know, what Ambit's doing for them, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone's on the same page. I have great communication with you, but I also have great communication with my wife, Jill, my children, knowing that if I'm on a call right now, no one touches my door in the office. So I could be very focused here on the national conference call, give you and all the listeners the proper respect and time to it. And also during the day, when I'm on a call, everyone knows, hey, Tien is really working Ambit right now. And during double, triple, if I have to travel a little bit more, commit a little bit harder, Jill's always on the same page, because we know at the end of this, you know, this promotion or the miniature window of hard work, there's a major reward, like a major reward that millions of people wish they had. And thinking about it with you and your business, Debbie, look at what you have accomplished with the residual income, commission, and the team, and all the accolades and awards and the five-star trips you've won. I would say thousands and thousands of consultants would love to have what you have. They will get it if they commit how you have committed. Debbie?
Yes. I don't know. It's just fantastic. Now, Tien, you talked about getting to ambition, like going and seeing all these thousands of people. And I just want everybody to know, when I started and Amber started, Tien called us and he was like, okay, these people are moving. You have to get to, so Tien will tell you to get to any event, but he's like, you have to get to Power Trip, which is another event with Ambit. I remember the day we got there, I thought, we were all scared, me, Amber, and Erica, and we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to go meet this guy that's made over $1 million in Ambit, and he's going to be like some crazy stuck-up guy or something, and we're not going to be able to relate to him. I mean, I've made millions myself in my other business, but I'm very down to earth. You wouldn't know that I've made a dime. But I was like, we were all so scared. And then we meet Tien Bui, and he's just crazy Asian for real. but really, Tien, you just stressed to us the importance of getting to events. And I think that's really key. And the people on here don't understand at this moment, when you keep saying what's there, what's available to us, they don't understand at this moment, if they're new, what that means, how many thousands of dollars they can earn just getting registered and going to Ambition. Talk about some of the things you experienced there. What's going to happen at Ambition?
Yeah, it's an important thing to always invest in yourself. Really, to go to Ambition for you, your family, and your business, because once you experience and you have the proper mindset as a business owner to really build that business, it's really hard to come into Ambit with an employee mentality, asking when's the sick days or vacation days, insurance or whatnot. It doesn't happen. It doesn't run parallel. If you start investing in yourself and start thinking like a business owner, your mind has a direct connection to your body. So once you start really accumulating your mind and all the experiences, everything else responds towards a business more of an environment. What I always suggest is there is have that alone time with you, even though there's thousands of people, a lot of movement, a lot of just everything is going to vibe around you. Have that one moment in time, ask him, why am I here and how can Ambit really benefit my life? And if it's going to really benefit my life or not, and what can I do to really achieve that? During those trainings, something happens that just that one quote, that one sentence, that one inspiration, that one meeting, that one handshake, or just that one talk, there's something that happens inside that gives you that aha moment. I call it the come to Jesus moment, that kind of just, you almost all of a sudden wake up to reality. It's like, oh my gosh, we have the best thing next to sliced bread. And while you're there and you're assimilating and really learning everything from the training, connect with other people who walk down that same path. who've understood the ups and downs of Ambit, the highs and lows, the sunshines and rainbows, the peaks and valleys of this business out there, and then learn that, hey, you're not the only one. And if other people who see it possibly could become regional, they're going to become regional. And if you think it's possible, there's a possibility you become senior, you're going to become senior. And if there's a possibility for you to become an executive consultant like Debbie and Amber, feel that possibility, you kind of make it real, give you a sense of direction. It all happens there in that environment of ambition. And of course, executive to national. And when you hit national, just aspire to get that yellow jacket, which is Ambit gives you after you earn over $1 million in Ambit Energy, and that purple jacket, and to kind of really give you the next goal to move forward to, so that you don't stay complacent and really build this business big, because there's so many lives out there to change. And I'm so glad I've seen your journey, Debbie. I have a room in my house called the Debbie Room out there, and the Erica Room and the Amber Room. So that's how our legal inside the house here for Jill and I when you know we talk among our family that's here. And on top of that, it's just, you know, seeing people's life change, to me, it's the most rewarding thing. I think when I put my head on the pillow every night and have a minute gentle smile as I just drift away to my dreams, just to know that, wow, there are lives being changed here, and I'm glad my decision and my phone call, it matters. It matters to a lot of people. Debbie?
Thank you, Tian. I told a prospect that today that said something about not wanting to bug people about taking a look, and I said, you don't realize, but taking a look does for them, not necessarily for you. Look at what it does for them. But Tian, I want to ask you, you mentioned financial freedom more than once. Some people might think that means making $1 million. Now, you and I both know that it doesn't mean that. Can you explain what that means?
Yes. It's, the best way I'm going to definitely put it is this, and I'll work backwards. Financial freedom is the amount of money coming in a passive income where you can still live the current lifestyle you have without working for it. But I know a lot of hundredaires in Ambit making hundredaires a month, a couple hundred dollars a month in residual income that helps them with a car payment, cell phone bill, their water bill, of course, gas bill if you don't have free gas, groceries, just, you know, actual gas inside the tank of a car. Any extra money, it really helps them just to really in their monthly finances, Ambit can cover a few of those bills. And I know a lot of people in Ambit Energy that are thousandaires, people who make a couple thousand dollars with commission and residual every single month so far that helps them with their savings, kids, football camp, family vacations. Those are the small things that make such a big difference in life. And trust me, even if you have $1,000 or maybe $1,500 in residual income and it covers your mortgage, just imagine you have a free house for as long as your business is still growing and going out there. Of course, I want to make a disclaimer. It is not typical but very possible for you to make a very substantial amount of residual income in Ambit Energy. The sky's the limit. It's just right now you have to stretch your vision and go for it. Financial freedom is real. It's raw. And it's happening to you and I, Debbie. And we don't want to just stare at each other and kind of like, yay, high five. We want it to really high five all the hundreds and hundreds of other people here on this call right now, all from different states that, yay, if you give Ambit a little bit of priority and time and take care of Ambit today, Ambit will take care of you tomorrow. And that's what financial freedom really is. It's just not the millions of dollars coming in at all. It's just really those miniature paychecks constantly coming in. And you can make those miniature paychecks to a bigger paycheck with a comment to really cover a lot of those bills so that you don't have to work for that money anymore. And the money comes to you in a passive income, which we call them residual income. And essentially with financial freedom comes time freedom. And with time freedom, you start doing the things you want to do, not the things you have to do. Debbie?
It's awesome. It's beautiful. Okay, so Tian, we're running out of time, but I want to have you go back to one thing and then just give us a couple of nuggets. You said focus on money-making activities. That means tell me what money-making activities are in this business, just in case somebody's brand new and they really don't know what that is. Because, I mean, I try to get all my new people on a call, and, you know, they're still like, I don't understand this whole thing. So explain money-making activities, and then if you could just give us a few nuggets to help people with their business and get going. Or
right.
if they've been, or if they're stuck. Just some nuggets that you could give us.
Definitely, Debbie. And it's so sad this has to come to an end. I'm having so much fun chatting with you about this. But let's start about the money-making activity. And it pays you to do only two things, to gather customers and teach other consultants to do the same thing. That's the only thing Ambit pays you to do. Anything outside of that, Ambit does not pay you to do at all, absolutely at all. So, you know, those weekly paychecks or that first paycheck you got wasn't because of a great desire or a great this. It was A members and C members that were introduced to your website in that power zone. You can actually monitor and so forth. So whatever you do to get an account number, I could call a customer or another to get a consultant, call them C number, and teach those consultants to get their own A numbers. Those are called money-making activities, activities that would generate you a check next week. So right now, if I pick up the phone and I call my buddy to talk about the tailgating event, you know, we're going to do in December, that's not a money-making activity. But if I call my buddy up and say, hey, do you want a discount on your bill next month because of the guaranteed savings at 3% in New Jersey, and he says yes and he signs up, that's a money-making activity. And if he can just refer all the 15 other people out there, and they can give them potentially free energy to earn it, you know, gets 15, if take the average of the 15 people's bill, and they will credit with, you know, his bill with it. So those are money-making activities. If he wants to become a consultant and gathers just three customers out there, that's a money-making activity. Stay focused on things that would generate you money out there. And in Ambit Energy, it's something everyone will soon realize is that it's a major self-development. You have to learn how to communicate, learn how to have confidence, learn how to just socialize, learn how to just to be thankful, be grateful, be patient. There's a lot of things that are involved to really, you know, to have self-development so that people can really work with you, bond with you, understand your integrity, understand your sincerity. And people want to tend towards the good. And if you ever come by as maybe too shifty, too shy, or too insecure, or too sly, everyone has that sixth sense, and it'll raise a red flag. This guy maybe is not committed as much. So right now, during this triple bonus, definitely give yourself time, plan it right, make those phone calls, expose to them, be as sincere as you can. Never sacrifice integrity for growth. Build that business, get those A numbers and C numbers out there, and promote as fast as you can. And second, here are these nuggets. I live by, and I already mentioned to you, the best way to build my business is stop doing things that don't build my business. I mean, I delete a lot of distractions, a lot of distractions. So last Saturday was my dad's birthday, but guess what? I still worked Ambit as if it was another Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, another working day. Out there, I quickly called him up, said, Dad, I love you, but I promise you I'll make it up to you after this triple bonus is over, right? Or something like that. He understood. I gave him, of course, a little time and attention there. And he says, Tim, don't worry. I understand. Let's go for it. Those are deleting my distractions at the moment. I gave him a little respect for his birthday. By all means, let's go for the next one, the next one, the next one. Other nugget I always do here is this. And it's something very, very profound. If you guys really think about it, let it absorb in. We have only one life to live. We really do. And we can really buy your time back. There's a lot of moments we have, but it comes and goes. But somehow, somewhere, you have to ask yourself these questions. What do I have to lose of dedicating so much time to Ambit? What do I really have to lose? Nothing. Ambit gives you your time back. I think you and I, imagine if we're in our 20s and 30s right now, Debbie, and then we hit our financial freedom number, there's that future ahead of us where we really don't have to wait until 65 until we retire anymore. Ambit allows us to buy our time back in every way, shape, or form out there. And if you don't take a shot, you just never know. And when I called Amber up, Debbie, of course I didn't call you up, it was your daughter. There was no script I had. Was I scared? A little bit. You know, I took 2 weeks to hunt Amber and Alex down out there because of the snowstorm. Actually, God kind of helped me out a little bit through prayer, but it was just out there, and I had to throw myself out there, and they could have said no, But somehow they said yes. Was I scared in between? And they could they have said no? Yes, I still get no's yesterday, the day before. People don't come back. Just keep that positive spirit and move forward on it. But someone somewhere, you have to take a chance at something in life. Give Ambit Energy a little bit of time and priority to prove to you that Ambit works. Ambit will deliver. A lot of people on this phone call already has already received the check. And if you lost that check, go to your power zone. There's a history of the checks there. Those are commitment. Ambit's meaning, hey, we pay you because you did X, Y, and Z. And that validates to you that, hey, we'll give you more if you do X, Y, and Z. And we'll give you more, and there's residual income that will definitely build up as well on that. Now, if you commit yourself a little bit more in Ambit Energy, trust me, those it won't be until you're 65, you know, until you retire. There is a possibility to retire early. And my retirement age my financial freedom number hit when I was 33 years old and 34 when I quit my job. And it's been the best decision I ever made in my life, Debbie, is to join Ambit Energy. Of course, Mary Jill, I have to say that because she'll shoot me. Because and call Amber Hassett out there too. But it's good. It's just been great. I hope I threw out that nuggets out there for everyone. But I really hope to see Amber in my eyes.
I certainly do. I can tell you that. Thank you so much, Tina. It's been fantastic having you on this call. I do want to say that Ambit has bought me my time back. I was working 100 hours a week when I started Ambit, and it has given me my time back. And then when Tian, you mentioned calling Alex Hassett and the God thing, I really do think that God puts people in our lives for a reason. And I didn't even know I was looking for Ambit. Amber didn't know she was looking for Ambit. And I think just through prayer, things happen. And you happen to catch them on that snow day that God made that happen. So it's just real. I think people are just put in your path for a reason. Latia, thank you for everything. This was a great call. You're always inspiring to me. That talk, you know. For those of you who, I'm sorry if you don't have Tian on as part of your team, he's great. Every Wednesday he sends us these to go check our, sends us this cute little GIF to go look, the commissions are about to update. And but thank you again, Tian. It's been a fantastic call.
You're welcome. Guys, I hope I didn't talk too much.
Oh, no, you didn't. You're great. Okay, so I'm going to open up the line so everybody can say thank you to Tian, and everybody have a good night.
Thanks, Tian.
You're welcome.
Hold on. I gotta unmute people.